We are back with Russ Baker. He's the author of Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government, and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years. And another guy who knows a lot about books, Patrick Henry Bass, is filling in for John Hockenberry today. He's the books editor of Essence Magazine. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Celeste. And Russ.
And Russ. Well, Russ, let's talk some more about the Bush memoir. There are a lot of things which people have had a lot of questions about in relation to Bush and his President Bush and his past history. And many people were hoping that the memoir would answer those questions. Does it?
Oh, definitely not. In fact, I detect two styles in here. The early part of the book seems as if it was written by him. It's in very, very simple English, and it has a lot of references to how wonderful his parents are and everything is perfect. And then the second half of the book is a rather sophisticated rendition of very, very complex policy. But as far as his own stuff, I detected some changes here, of course, with Family of Secrets. I spent 5 years, interviewed 500 people looking into the family. And in fact, they are a family of many, many secrets. He doesn't get into them here, but I did notice that some of the stories have actually changed over the years. For example, he's got a story here about how he informed his father that he got into Harvard. This is a completely different story than he has in another book some years ago. I guess he didn't leave it to anybody else to make sure those things were consistent.
Well, let's go back to something you said earlier about the different styles. Do you think there's no ghostwriter credited in this book? Do you think he had a ghostwriter?
I don't think it was a ghostwriter. I think it was a team effort. Basically, it's funny they call it decision points, because I would call this book Talking Points, because what it is a carefully constructed effort to reposition not just himself, but this entire apparatus. You know, look at the 2010 elections. Who was the architect of that? A guy named Karl Rove, the same man who was with the Bush family for 30 years. I mean, they are on their way back, and that's what this book is for.
Well, but I mean, there are some things in there where he says he came out swinging, and when he was talking about John McCain, and he was totally realistic and open and honest about things that went on and about the fact that he may not have wanted Dick Cheney to run with him as his vice president.
But he didn't say that. He actually said, Dick Cheney said, I ought to drop off the ticket. And he said, no, Dick, I'm keeping you. You see, all of these, there's not a single statement in here that's not self-serving, basically.
Right, Russ, I'm hearing that Karen Hughes is the ghostwriter.
You may well be right. That's a good guess.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hearing. As a publishing insider, that's my scoop.
That's what you're hearing from rumors or the voices in your head there?
I'm hearing that from Barbara Bush.
Oh, wow.
I have it like that.
Well, but okay, so if he's trying to actually build his own legacy, as you say.
I don't think he cares about his legacy. This is a guy who has never really cared what people thought about him. That's why I'm saying he, his book, the Bush Library, all of this stuff. You see, the Bush family is always in the picture. The father was president. The grandfather was a U.S. senator and a power behind the Eisenhower throne. The great-grandfathers were very, very powerful people. This is a family that's about power, and they tend to represent the interests of wealthier, more powerful people. They're always going to be in the picture. I do think Jeb is planning to try to run for the presidency. Jeb's son is trying to move up in Texas politics. We have not heard the last of this family, and I think this book is part of that.
Do you believe George W. Bush when he says he's through with politics?
Oh, I think he's through with politics. I think politics is through with him. But I think that we always look at these people as singular figures on the stage of history, but they're not. They're part of very large, sophisticated apparatuses that are funded by some of the wealthiest people in the country, and that really is the continuity there. It's not any particular individual.
Russ, what's the biggest secret in your book about the Bush family?
I think it's just that we missed the entire story of who these people really are, where they came from, and what the interests were that were backing them up.
Russ Baker is the author of Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government, and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years. Thanks so much, Russ.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.